For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And talk.
From Black Powder Headquarters and the Bojangles Studio at Three Falls Cabin in the North Georgia Mountains, it's time for O'Neill Outside. For anything in the outdoors, this is your source. Listen in and call the show with your comments or questions. And now, here's O'Neill.
We have most welcome to the second hour of O'Neill Outside. We have arranged for most of our segments to be handled in the first hour, because this hour of O'Neill Outside this morning is going to be devoted to the subject of a good friend who passed away this past Sunday. His name was Theophilus Jean-Antoine Bourgeois III. People called him Tofil, and he was the owner and operator of Cajun Vista Lodge. And once we get back from this opening segment, I'm going to read a little bit about him. And then I hope maybe that those of you who were fortunate enough to visit Cajun Vista, to know Tofil, to have met Tofil, that you might have comments with regards him. And while we might deviate from some other subjects, I'd appreciate calls about that in the second hour of the show. This is the least I can do about him, is to offer this tribute of an hour of it's televised on Facebook worldwide, but to talk about him on WSB 95.5 WSB and 750 AM nationally, along with the Sports Broadcast Network, and maybe just as a tribute to Tofil talk about him for a few minutes, or for the second hour of the program. This is telephone numbers are, should you like to participate, 404-872-0750 in the Atlanta area, and outside in worldwide is 800-972-8255. Translates to 800-WSB-TALK, T-A-L-K, but 800-972-8255. And when we return, I've got a little thing to read about Tofil, and then we'll accept your calls if we can round those up, and then I'll be most gratified. And we'll have Woman Williams start after I do that. This is O'Neill, the number one live outdoor-based radio talk show in the world. Today, this hour, for Tofil Bourgeois. We'll be back. Keep on losing with the path you're choosing. Well, before we get to our tribute, if you will, for the next hour, let's get something really productive, and then we'll talk about that in a moment. But right now, let's talk to Mac. He's got some fishing reports for us and can help us out in the area lakes. Good morning, Mac. What do you say?
Good morning, O'Neill. How you doing?
Good.
Well, fishing's been good, man.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Striper fishing's been good all over, just across the board. And, you know, you and I have talked about this so many times. It's hot. They won't bite, right? No. This is time to go. Some things happen. Yeah, they'll pile up. And this year seems to be as good or better than most. August. So it's tough because we got a lot of things tugging on us. Football's coming in. Deer season's right around the corner. A lot of guys thinking about dove season. All that's good. So it's a tough call, but fishing's good. And you might ought to squeeze a couple more Saturdays out of before you get your guns out. So
fantastic. Yeah, you got them sort of cornered there at those levels, don't you?
Yeah, they're piled up on near the, particularly on the south end, but most of the big reservoirs. And I've talked to guys on other lakes around the southeast. I'm getting the same report. Good live bait bite on the downlines, good trolling bite, umbrellas, downriggers, lead core, whatever, kind of whatever your method of choice is. So yeah. But definitely get out there. Bass fishing, is okay. Actually, I think it's good for this time of year. August has never been one of our better months. And we get a lot of the really big spots get out there and suspend. They might be over 100 feet. They're 30 feet deep. But they're single fish or very small groups, very difficult to target. So we've got a percentage of our bass that are out over open water that make it tough. But still, you can go up there with a drop shot if you just want to catch some fish. And the same is true on a lot of lakes. Just get on main lake structure, get the thermocline, drop your worm down there, video fish, you'll catch them.
Okay. Mighty good report. I appreciate that, Mac. So how can people get in touch with you and give it a try once or twice more before the deer season begins?
They can find us at CaptainMacks.com. That's CaptainMacks, or 770-271-0851. And want to touch on the main subject today. You know, I was never fortunate enough to meet Tofield. I knew him through you. I do have customers that had spent time at Cajun Vista.
Good.
The experience was very beyond good, from a fishing standpoint and a social standpoint, and of course from a culinary standpoint.
Oh yeah.
So those Cajuns know how to do it, but it's always sad to see a member of our fishing community, and particularly somebody like him who, you know, moved the sport forward and just really did a good job. So, you know, sad to see, and prayers for his family. And, you know, I know he's a friend of yours, so we hate to see him go.
Oh, you bet. All right, Mac, have a great weekend, pal. Stay in touch as always.
Do the same, my friend. Talk to you next week.
You bet. Sure, you bet. Okay, permit me a moment. I'm going to read a little bit about Tofield, and then entertain calls from Hank and David and Mark and a lot of people. That's what this hour of the show is. But if you're not familiar with him, let me tell you about Theophile Jean-Antoine Bourgeois III. He was truly a Renaissance man. He left this world on August the 18th, 2019, doing what he loved best in his seaplane. It was a tragic accident when he crashed. He took his captain's oath to the grave, listen to this, honey, ensuring the safety of his two passengers over his own, and one last act of nobility. He was born in 1964, Theophile Bourgeois Jr., and Helen Severs Bourgeois. Tofield was a man who mastered everything he touched, and he did. His hands and mind knew no limits. An avid fisherman and outdoorsman, a master carpenter, a cunning businessman and entrepreneur, an inventor, and a larger-than-life television personality. Tofield was a patient father and grandfather who always took time to teach his son and his grandsons everything he knew, and was always eager to share his knowledge with anyone willing to listen. He built his sport fishing empire, and it was that, Bourgeois Fishing Charters, from the ground up, and he set the standard for those to follow. Always reinventing himself and his business strategies, Bourgeois was in a constant state of self-improvement and was always eager to help everyone around him with a smile. Anyone who knew him knew of his sincerity and compassion, a man whose work ethic was only rivaled by his humor and kindness. Anyone who crossed paths with Tofield was forever left with a story they were eager to share.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's beautiful.
All right, now let's amplify that. It's 17 after the hour. Let's talk to Hank the Yank. Good morning, my good friend. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine this morning. I was sad to hear the news. But before I talk about that very briefly, that caller you had before the top of the hour about the young lady and fishing.
Yes.
Donna.
Okay, so there is OBX Fly Fishing, Captain Sarah Gardner. Not only is she a female fisherman, she may be one of the top fly fishermen, saltwater fly fishermen, and light tackle. She does both conventional and fly fishing in the United States. She's that popular. She gets hired to go to all the shows throughout the country every year and do talks and give seminars She has caught from tarpon to sailfish to redfish and everything else on both fly and light tackle. She is a marvelous, marvelous young lady. She's probably in her 50s, and she guides out of both Harkers Island, North Carolina, and up at Nag's Head, North Carolina.
Okay, what is her name again, OBX, please?
Captain Sarah Gardner. I put it on the Facebook page.
Okay.
I put it on the Facebook page for you guys. And the other thing is, the lady that called, Georgia Women Fly Fishers. There is a club here in Georgia called the Georgia Women Fly Fishers Club, and she can look all up about that, and she can. Okay. It's all a bunch of wonderful gals here in North Georgia that are very serious fly fishermen in both fresh and salt water.
Good. Excellent information.
Anyway, so let me get back. You know, I didn't know Toefield. Obviously, I've never had the opportunity to go down there, but I kind of felt like I knew him through both you and my dear friend Hal Coleman, who used to prepare for those trips, and we'd call and talk about. He was always so excited to be going to that lodge with you guys. And the one thing I've kind of likened him to, O'Neill, is you meet some people in your lifetime that push the needle further than anybody else. And you and I were talking off the air the other night, and this gentleman, Toefield, in his section, his region in the country, was a superstar. I mean, this guy
absolutely.
was like Jose Wahebe from the Spanish Fly, who lost his life in an airplane accident as well. But what made, you know, and he used to take off his air, you know, just to give people out there a likening to the two. So where Jose Wahebe would take his plane and fly over the Keys looking for schools of tarpon so that he could take his anglers fishing of where the big schools of tarpon would be.
Right.
Toefield pushed the needle by taking a seaplane, taking people out to the Chandelier Islands, which is a place in, you know, off of Louisiana coast where redfish never saw a fly or a lure in their life.
Correct.
You were fishing almost Alaska-type waters here in Louisiana. And he kind of pushed that envelope to the lengths, and you just find people out there that think outside the box, that are so creative, and I wished I had gotten to meet this gentleman, because must have been.
It would have been a blessing to you to have known him.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
I can only, like I said, I've only heard stories from you and from Hal, and just I almost felt like I kind of knew him, even though I had never met him, just because you guys had spoken about him so highly over the years, so many times.
He was absolutely one of a kind. And superstar status is not exaggerated.
Yeah,
in
yep.
this
I agree.
Case.
No, nope. I agree.
Very, very obvious. All right. Well, listen. Before I let you go.
All right, hurry.
I promised you one quick joke for the college football season. So here
right,
we go.
Go.
There's a UGA grad sitting at a bar next to a Florida grad sitting at a bar, and they're watching the 6 o'clock news, and they're seeing a man on a bridge. And the guy from UGA grad looks at the guy from Florida and says, "I bet you that guy jumps off the bridge. I'll bet you $10.
Oh.
The Florida grad says, "I'll take that bet." 2 seconds later, the guy jumps. The Florida grad hands over the $10 bill, and the UGA grad, being ethical, says, "Pal, I can't take your money. I watched that same broadcast at 5 p.m., so I kind of knew he was going to do it." The Florida grad slides the $10 back to the UGA grad and says, "Well, I got to be honest with you. I saw the 5 p.m. news as well. I never thought he'd do it again."
I'll see you later.
Have a good
one. There you go. We'll be back.
I was strong enough to make him stay. She's answered by the taillights shining through the window pane. He said, "I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better."
We're deviating from a normal schedule on O'Neill Outside this morning in tribute to Toefield Bourgeois and taking calls on that subject. Let's talk now to Hal, is calling about Toefield. Good morning.
Hey, O'Neill. How you doing this morning?
Good, good. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I'm sure you'd have been bummed out about old Toefield. I guess I've been down there 3 or 4 times, and we're going again in a few weeks.
Yes.
It'll be kind of, mixed emotions there. But, I the thing that killed me about him is his sense of humor. You know, my son Jason and I go down there every year with you and your group. And the first time we went down there, there was nobody there when we got there except Tofield. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I said, that's Tofield. And he was just like one of,
he's one of the crew.
The guy working, and y'all follow me. Come on over here. I got to get some ice, And he just, you were just a member of Tofield's family the minute you set foot on the property.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And something funny that I like, I have to tell this story. I asked him about how he prepared that redfish on the half shell.
Uh-huh.
So he looked around, make sure nobody was looking. He said, come here. Come on back here. I'm going to show you how I do this. And he showed me his secret recipe, all the things that he put on it. He said, now, don't tell nobody now. Don't tell nobody. I said, I won't tell nobody. Well, come to find out, he took everybody in there and gave him his secret recipe and told them not to tell anybody.
Typical Tofi.
Oh, but I took my redfish home and used his recipe on it, and it's just absolutely incredible. And every time I have some, I feel like old Tofield's sitting there with me sharing it.
You bet. I know I'll never forget him.
Yep. Feel really privileged to be a part of his group, there. So I just wanted to share that story with you this morning.
Well put. Glad you called, pal.
All right. Have a good one.
You bet. See you later. Here's on line number three is David. And David fished with Tofield also, I believe. Good morning, David. This is O'Neill.
Good morning, O'Neill. How are you this morning?
Good.
Me and Vicky are sad to hear this news, a Tofield.
Yes, indeed.
We last year going down there, actually, I think he was out visiting a sick relative or
that's
something.
That's right. His brother was ill last year.
His brother, yeah.
We were there,
and we didn't really get to meet him, but, most of the time we were down there, of everything that people spoke of him and everything we've heard, just can't imagine the type of person he was, and being down there amongst all his people and in that group, and it just felt so warm, and all the people were just so kind, and I couldn't imagine the way he got that place started was just unbelievable.
Yeah, it was, so people will know, he had the farsightedness to purchase an old schoolhouse.
A school, yeah.
That was that schoolhouse was 102 years old, and he renovated it and turned it into the Cajun Vista Lodge.
Yeah, it was definitely an experience.
Yes,
when we went down, and we were always talking about going again, and the most y'all talked about on the going out on the plane, that kind of excited us as well, thinking, hey, let's take a stab at that, and I'd love to go out and do that. So but just wanted to call in and give you a shout this morning, and
I appreciate that.
It was definitely an experience, and we're sorry to hear all this, and I'm sure his legacy will definitely live on down there, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, bigger than ever. We'll go again, David.
Let's do it.
You bet, pal.
All right, we're going down to St. Simon's next week.
Oh, good.
Gonna go down and do some redfish and trout. A friend of mine starting up a charter business. We're gonna give him a shot, and maybe even go up in Christmas Creek.
Okay. Be sure you call me back. Let me know how your trip runs.
I will.
Thanks, pal.
Well, thanks, sir. Talk to you soon.
You bet.
All righty.
All right. Here's Mark in Camden County. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, O'Neill. David, come on down next week. You'll have fun.
Hey, there you are.
Pretty good. Yeah, I've got your outdoor show on TV set on my divots.
Okay.
I stay so busy. Whenever I have stuff I want to watch, that's about the way I got to do it, because I stay so busy, get to watch things when I got time.
You bet.
But I got to know Mr. Bourgeois through your outdoor show, and it was one of the things on my bucket list to get done. And now, regrettably, that's one thing I'll never be able to go do. Actually go to Cajun Vista and meet that man, which is one thing I fully intended to do. And I got to know him through your show.
Well,
fortunately,
I hope so.
At least a little bit. Yeah. Seemed like a wonderful man, faith-based, very well-grounded, good family man, and just a major loss for the outdoors community in general, much less his family and everybody else. But,
He took that camp and the food, the lodging, the fishing, the flying. He took that up another level that no one else had reached at all.
Yeah, you were there a number of times and had a number of shows there, and that's one of them. I always watched it. I always kept said to myself, I've got to go do that. And I just never have, and now I've got a regret, which kind of plays along another line. When you've got things that you want to do like that, people that you want to go meet, go do it. Don't fiddle around and get yourself so busy. Now I feel at a loss because it's something that I'll never be able to do.
Good advice.
Rest in peace, Bourgeois. I'm sure he's on one of those big, great big redfish flats in the sky now, probably smiling down at all of them. So.
You bet. And laughing all
have
the way.
Weekend.
Thanks for calling, Mark.
Have a good weekend.
You bet, pal. Okay, you got anything over there on Facebook for Tofield, honey?
No, not yet. But,
okay.
When you get a chance, I have something I'd like to say.
All right, let's talk to Mike. He's been holding on for about 20 minutes. Good morning, Mike. This is O'Neill.
Good morning,
you're on the radio. Welcome.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Outstanding.
Good. Well, you know, O'Neill, I don't know. I guess we've been going for 10 or 12 years. I don't know how long. I can't remember. I'm getting old. But that old boy was one of those people you meet in your life that, you know, you meet a lot of people when you've been here a while. And you don't think about them much more. But he's one of those guys where you meet him and you'll never forget him.
Absolutely.
And,
completely
I
unique.
I think that, I think the guy was one of those people that I never met a stranger, and I've met several people like that in my life. But he's one of those guys that never, Ohio was saying that, you know, he walked in there, he's just like you already know him and you had never met him. I hate the gentleman that just was talking to you. I hate that he missed out on the opportunity because he sure would have been blessed for it, like you said.
Oh, yeah. Well, how many times have you and I been down there to see Tofield?
Golly, I don't know. How many years has it been?
Well, I don't know. It's been, what, 8 or 10 years?
8 or 10, probably. And it's the same every time. He's just as friendly and professional is another word I would use to describe him.
Yes.
And just smart about everything. And you can tell with the people that work for him down there, too, that run the lodge and do the different jobs and the people that cook and they're all the same. They have his personality, and it shows that he was a great leader.
Well put,
and
Mike.
And just he will be missed.
Oh, boy. I remember, I think, I don't know, but I you may have been sitting in there with me one day. I think it might have been you or Kevin, but we had gone to bed that night late, like 11:30 at night. We'd made it a long day. And I believe it was the two of us, and we had gotten up real early, and we were having coffee about 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and the first person to walk in the kitchen that day to start breakfast was Tofield.
Yeah, yeah, and I said, "Well, are you sure you can cook?"
Yeah.
What are you talking about, man?
That's right. He's a Cajun man. He can cook.
So I said, "I've never met one of them folks that can't cook." So
that's
He was definitely a special guy, and it's one of those deals where my son was the first one that found out about what had happened to him, and he had texted me and said, "Did I hear about Tofield?" And I said, "No." And then I talked to him on the phone, and he told me, and I said, "Well, I kind of sat there in shock for a few minutes." And
yeah, me too.
You know, as we all did, I'm sure. And I do consider Tofield a friend. We've known each other and for quite a while, and he's one of those people that that makes a mark on you, and you don't forget about it. I tell people about him all the time.
Yeah, right. He was one of the people that you said, hey, I met a guy by the name of Tophiel Bourgeois. I wish you could meet him. We visit every year, and man, what a great time we have! I'll bet that's been said a million times.
Oh, I don't doubt it. And you know, first of all, you never can forget him because of the name. I know. First time we met is like, well, what's your name again? You know, Tophiel, Antoine, John Bourgeois. Yeah. He said, well, you know, just say, you know, how your toe feel.
Yeah.
I said, okay.
I got you. All right, Mike, I got to go, pal. Have a great weekend here.
All right. You too. Thank you,
sir. You bet. See you later. We'll be back. Welcome back, everyone. As a reminder, you're listening to and on Facebook watching O'Neill Outside, the number one live outdoor-based radio talk show in the country. On WSB 750 95.5 FM and the Sports Broadcast Radio Network nationwide. The second hour of our program, in which we're in the midst of right now, is a verbal tribute to the memory of Tophiel Bourgeois, who passed away in a plane crash last Sunday, the 19th. And Gail, what do you want to tell us about Tophiel?
Oh, gee, there. What a great guy.
Yeah.
My relationship with him was mostly on the telephone when we were doing the show from WSB, and I was call screening. It was always such a pleasure to talk to him and figuring out what he was saying, because he had a wonderful Cajun accent.
Yes, he did.
And every time I met him, which I guess it was two or three times I met him at I believe it was ICAST
show.
And he always wanted me to come down with you. And I did not for a number of years. So this year I decided I'm going to go with O'Neill. I'm going to go down there and experience this for myself. I waited too long.
Well.
I want everybody to understand that we don't really know what happened on Sunday. But Tophiel was a very experienced pilot.
Oh, yes.
And without a doubt, he did everything he could to save his passengers, his charter, and, of course, himself. But from what we understand, he probably sacrificed himself to be sure those people were safe. And they are. They were had some minor injuries. But, again, we don't know. We think it was – they think it was weather-related. And I think the – one of the things I read was the last transmission was that he said it's pretty rough, but I'm going to make it. One of the things that I have in reading stories about him online and what have you, as someone said, I believe it was Henry, he was a superstar, and he was.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the things, and I mentioned this to you last night, on his obituary, they said he was memorable and really unforgettable. And I think if you look at all the comments that have been made about him today, that's exactly right. He was one of the most unforgettable characters, like that Reader's Digest. Remember that? My most unforgettable character? I believe that would be Tophiel. And the people in that little community were... is it Lafitte?
That's where the funeral's in Lafitte.
Yeah, but that's the community where he grew up, I believe.
Yes.
And is that different from Barataria?
They overlap.
Okay. In what I have been reading online, the people down there are absolutely devastated. I mean, he was a superstar there, without a doubt. Good to everybody. Everybody loved him. And if you'll go to his Facebook page or... yeah, I think he has a website also.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
And read Cajun the reviews.
Yeah.
Read the reviews.
He was one of the very first ones years ago to harness the internet.
Yeah.
And he booked the website is NewOrleansFishing.com. I mean, how broad can that get?
Really, see? Yeah.
That's how smart he was.
He had vision.
Oh, yes. Yeah. NewOrleansFishing.com.
And if you want to read about him some more, pretty much what O'Neill has already read to you was his obituary. But just go to Google his name and put in Tophile Bourgeois funeral and read some of the comments that people have left on there. It's heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. His mother now has lost two sons because his brother was dying when you were there last year. And but he did leave a very fine son and two grandsons.
Yeah.
And the love of his life, Ginger. I can't imagine what they're going through down there. But we're going to go. We're going in October.
Absolutely.
And we're going to make the best of it. We're going to be happy. We're going to have fun.
Everybody there was always around him. Everyone who worked there, there was never any complaints. There was never any griping. There was never any, it was never anything but pleasant all the time.
Mm-hmm. A lot of laughter.
Oh, yes. I remember so many times Tophile has gotten up at 4:30 in the morning, helped cook breakfast, helped serve breakfast to 20, maybe 25 guys, fished the majority of the day, and then came in and cooked supper himself.
Yeah. Laughing all the time.
And laughing.
I've seen videos.
Yeah, he called me Daddy-O.
Yeah.
I'm sure he called a lot of people Daddy-O. Say, hey, Daddy-O.
Oh, what a guy. What a guy. And just one last thing that I'll say. We've talked about how he set the bar on fishing charters. I think he set it as high as it can be set now for fishing charters. I can't imagine.
Anybody who does anything there now in Barataria and that part of fishing, rightfully or wrongfully, will be accused of, and this is not bad, of copying Tophile.
Yeah.
Following Tophile.
It'd be wonderful. It's a wonderful example for other young people to see what he did with his life. And by having such a wonderful attitude about everything and just being a joy to everybody. I mean, really and truly, I thought that really summed it up last night. He was unforgettable.
I've been there. I've been to Cajun and Vista Lodge probably 10, 12 times.
Oh, yeah.
At least. And one of the things, isn't it funny, when you chat about this, it causes you to remember things. And I can never remember, and with the groups like that we go, you know, there's anywhere 18, 20, 25, 28 people. There's always somebody to ask, can I do this? Can I do that? Can we arrange this? Can we arrange that? And a lot of that, because these people that go with us aren't local, you know, so they had questions. Can we do this? Can we? He never, ever said no.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, we can do that. Mm-hmm. What is it you want to do? We can do that.
He was also a hunter.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he was a master fisherman, but also hunting. I'm sure he's probably a master at that, too.
One of the funniest things, I was fishing with Tophile, and I hope I can describe it when you're fishing in the marsh, it's not just water. You're fishing around grass islands that the island itself is only a foot above the water level, but it's got tall grass on it. And Tophile and I, we were fishing. We were shooting a show, and I think this was in the show. We're shooting a program, and I look over to one of the islands, must have been 1,000 yards away, and it's on fire. The smoke is, the grass is, it's all on fire. Mm-hmm. And I said, Tophile, oh, look, man, somebody set the prairie on fire over there. He said, day rabbit hunting. What? He said, yeah, you set one end of the marsh on fire, and the rabbits run to the other side. They all got little black feet.
Oh, my gosh. That's
all
great.
The rabbits got little black feet.
From running through the burning brush.
Running away from the fire.
Oh, my.
Oh, he was, what a prince. Let's see if I've got any other, no other calls about him.
But for anybody that would like to read more about that, and just Google Teaufield Bourgeois.
Teaufield Bourgeois. His name is spelled B-O-U-R-G-E-O-I-S, Bourgeois.
I did notice on the funeral announcement, it does have him listed as Teaufield, not Theopolis.
How do they spell it?
Teaufield.
Teaufield.
Yeah, not Theopolis.
T-O-P-H-I-L-E?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's how people knew him, but that wasn't his name.
I know. And yeah. I realize that, but I was just saying that is how they listed
Theopolis.
It. Yeah. Uh-huh. Jean-Antoine Bourgeois. And there is now a Teaufield and Jean-Antoine Bourgeois the Fifth.
Yes.
His first little grandson.
Oh, man.
What a legacy.
You bet. Think of, he showed me one day, I've forgotten which flood it was or which hurricane it was, a Katrina, whatever. And we were sitting in the dining room there, and you eat on picnic tables. Mm-hmm. And the seat on the picnic table was different color from the top of the picnic table. Okay? And I asked him, I said, hey, did you refinish the seats here or what? He said, no, that's where the water level was during the last hurricane.
Oh, my gosh. In his kitchen, the downstairs area?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Flooded up higher than the seats on the picnic table.
Yeah, wow. Unbelievable. And then, of course, a lot of people don't know about how he helped with the oil cleanup. Mm-hmm. When we had the oil leak down there, remember he invented some kind of a net or something. That
I'll tell you,
how far are we close to a break?
We've got time for this. Okay. He during the oil spill, thousands of workers came there to help get the oil off the water. And the lodge, he housed 62 people in the lodge, housed, lodged, and fed 62 people. He invented a hydraulic reach, we'll call it, something to grab the nets and pull the net boat to get the oil off the water. He invented that. And he told me, he said, he went to one of the contractors that was there to get the oil off the water. And he told me, he says, the guy wanted I wanted to sell it to him. He said, no, I'll lease it from you by the day. And he said, I don't know what to charge. The guy said, well, write down how much you want per day for this unit. And he said, I want two more of them. I want three, but how much will you rent it to me? And so Teaufield told me, he wrote down on a little piece of paper, he wrote $300. And he slid it over to the contractor, and the contractor smiled, and he took the piece of paper and added another zero. And slid it back, and he said, I want those three units working here for 100 days. So Teaufield got $9,000 a day for 100 days.
How about
for
that?
Those units he invented.
And it helped clean up that water.
He bought, I'll get to it, he bought 16 center console boats to haul the workers in and out of Barataria. And when they came back in, he fed them and gave them a place to sleep. And when the oil spill was over, he sold all the boats.
That's the kind of guy he was,
yep.
Taking care of his community.
That's Teaufield Bourgeois. We'll be back. Welcome back, everyone. I hope you don't mind our taking the last hour of this week's program to talk about a very special friend. Very special, smart, funny, inventive, all those superlatives. His name was Tophile Bourgeois. Yes, ma'am.
I just want to add one thing.
Okay.
You heard me say earlier that he always wanted me to come fish, come down when you were fishing. Mm-hmm. And I finally planned to do it, and I had waited too long. And that's a good lesson for all of us.
Oh, yeah.
Don't wait when you're something you want to do, because you never know. Now, I'll never get to experience that, and that makes me very sad.
Yeah, he would have made time.
Oh, yeah.
For you.
I have no doubt. Because he was really sincere in wanting me to come down. I could tell that, mm-hmm. you know. I could tell. So don't put off what you want to do, what you should do. Mm-hmm. Because you never know.
He was, now think about this. It's a fish camp, okay? It's a fish camp in Barataria, Louisiana. He could sleep 62 people and feed 62 people. He had two planes, a hot tub, 18 boats with guides, and he fed in the only bad thing about visiting Tophia was you had to listen to that awful New Orleans music, that squeeze box music. And I told him every time, can we play something else? No, we can't.
And what was it he told you that, if you have time to tell it, he told you that time about when you said you had a hard time understanding the Cajun things?
Yeah.
And he said something about there's places I go.
That's right. He told me, we'll get there are places in Louisiana 20 miles from Barataria that he took, because I told him, I can't, when you're talking to another one of your Cajun buddies, I can't understand what you're saying. He said, there are people 20 miles from here that speak English that I can't understand.
Wouldn't you love to hear some of that?
Oh, my goodness.
I love going and just watching the videos like I've done this week. Mm-hmm. Just to hear his laughter.
This is O'Neill, along with Woman Williams, Karen and Brian Green, the staff at Sports Broadcast Network, and we'll see you guys next week.
Georgia, Georgia.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.